Old School 100.3. Joining us, Derek, this morning is one of my favorite ladies in the music industry. She has always been graceful and so super talented. Shirley Jones of the Jones Girls and Shirley Jones, the solo artist. Hi, Shirley. Welcome to Soulful Sunday.
Hello, Deanna and Derek. Thank you guys so much.
Wonderful to have you. Loving being here
and talking to you once again.
Absolutely. Now, we play your music on the regular, and Derek is a huge fan of the Jones Girls.
Yes, I am.
So give us an update on your career as an artist. I know you've been performing overseas and a lot in the South, but we haven't seen you up north. Tell us what's been going on with you.
Not as much up north, primarily because I have been spending a lot of time in the South, in the Southern Soul Circuit, because that's where most of the work has been offered. And, you know, it's about working with me. But I have recorded actually a remake of the Jones Girls, I'm At Your Mercy, which everybody seems to be excited about, even promotion guys from back in the day that were part of Do You Get Enough Love going to number one. They are all friends, and we have remained friends over the years, and they're all going to use their connects and, you know, this connection and that connection. And we're hoping to really have this one make some noise and get me back up north.
So for people who are not up on the demise of the Jones Girls, tell us what happened.
What happened was back in, I guess, around 84, 85, Brenda got married. Valerie was just kind of burnt out because we had been performing since we were like 12, 13 years old in the public eye. And everybody decided that they wanted to do something else, except for me, because all I've ever wanted to do is sing. And then I'll probably be singing till the day I die, hopefully. So around 85, we decided to just go our separate ways. And 86, it just so happens that one evening, Kenny Gamble called me and asked me, would I be interested in doing a solo project? And, of course, I did. And I was very much interested and came back to Philadelphia as a soloist. And we cut the Always in the Mood album, of which Do You Get Enough Love went to number one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then from there, we did, the girls and I did get back together in 1995, around 1995. Yeah, 1995, we got back together, did an album over in Europe that was strictly cut over there with a label over there. And then we worked together off and on up until Valerie, you know, when Val passed away. That was kind of the end of that. So I went on and raised my son, who at that time was about 4 or 5. And I just decided to, you know, not be in the music business, but to focus on him, Cameron, at that time. And right when he was getting ready to graduate in 2007, my best girlfriend passed away. And she had adopted 2 kids, and they're now 18 and 20. So I've been raising them because I refuse to let them go back to the state.
Right.
So I've been raising those two, and I'm very proud and happy. The 20-year-old in his 3rd year of college, and the 18-year-old is now a senior. And she's 18 today, so I'm very proud of the young lady she has become that I have helped raise.
As you should be. Your favorite Jones Girl song would be?
My favorite Jones Girl song is actually I'm At Your Mercy.
Which she just remade over.
Yes, yes.
We're absolutely looking forward to it. If people, are you socially active on social media?
I am. I'm on Facebook, Shirley Jones of the Jones Girls. And I also have a website, theshirleyjones.com, where my calendar is, a lot of pictures of the Jones Girls and myself from way back in the day. A lot of the old music's on there. So people can definitely keep up with me through Facebook. Shirley Jones Girl is my handle for that. And I'm not tweeting yet, but I'm
Come on, Shirley. Come on, girl. Come up into the 21st all the way. Trust me, they had to drag me onto Twitter. Come on, girl. Get up on there. It's a great tool.
I know. I'm going to. And Instagram, to all of it.
It's everything.
Coming week. Yes.
Will you sing to me, Miss Jones?
Of course I will.
Who can you run to?
As I stand here contemplating on the right thing to decide, will I take the wrong direction all my life? Where will I go? Will I the head of me?
See, that's what I'm talking about. Can sing on the drop of a dime. Real singer, real entertainer. Shirley Jones, you know I have crazy mad love for you.
Oh, Oh, me too, for you guys too. And hopefully, I'm working on something where I will be back there for a string of dates. Hopefully, if it all comes through in November. So I will definitely let you guys know that if that happens.
Please
right in time
do.
For my birthday, yes.
Yes, please do. And our good girlfriend Jean Karn is living in Philly now, so we have to get together because I know you and Jean did some dates in Europe a couple of years ago.
Yeah, we did. And we're working on a couple of things this way too. So Jean and I, that's my girl, I tell you. She's the one that helped me get back out here in 2007 when I decided that, hey, I need to get on back out. And Jean is really the reason why I'm back out here. I love her. I love her to death.
Yeah,
she
shout out to Jean Karn. We love her as well.
And Philly loves you. And we love you here at Soulful Sunday.
Yes, indeed. Shirley Jones,
well, thank you
so much. Again, tell us, the remake is?
I'm at your mercy.
And where can we get it?
It'll be on iTunes.
All righty.
Yes, it will be on iTunes and all of the other sites where you can download music. And it should be, if it's not there now, it will definitely be there by Wednesday of this coming week.
Wow.
Okay, we want to encourage everybody to get the latest from Shirley Jones.
She's on iTunes. She's online.
Soon
she's
to
on
be
Facebook.
On Twitter and
That's
Instagram
right.
and Tumblr. Everywhere.
Yes.
Shirley Jones,
yes.
Thank you so much for joining us on Old School 100.3.